local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. It is 6:11 and a beautiful night here in Northwest Florida. In Pensacola, we are looking great weather-wise this whole weekend, so getting really excited about that. We are going to get our top three stories in just a sec here, but first let me tell you a little bit about Taste of Gulf Breeze. It is happening on the October 6th. So it's the 10th annual Taste of Gulf Breeze. It's going to be on Friday, October 6th. It's going to be outside the Gulf Breeze Community Center from 6 to 9, and you can taste your way through 60 local favorite foods and drink spots while they compete for the coveted Golden Spatula Awards. You can get your tickets at newsradio923.com. So, again, it's happening first week of October and going to be an awesome event if you haven't been already. Now we can get our top three stories. Again, hour number three of Pensacola right now, and we're going to get traffic on the fives in just a bit here. To start us off, a scary situation that happened in New York. So police confirmed that one person died and over 40 were hurt after a charter bus carrying a high school marching band crashed in New York City. Five of those injured are juveniles, and they're in critical condition.
So right now, our number one priority is to get everybody that is injured to get emergency care, which they are getting.
And so the bus was carrying the Farmingdale High School marching band that rolled down the highway around 70 miles north of New York City. And if you've seen a picture of it, it's pretty scary looking.
Yeah, rolled off the freeway into kind of like a ravine area there. So they were reportedly on their way to band camp in Pennsylvania. So terrible situation there. In Washington, the Biden administration says they are rolling out a new package of military aid for Ukraine.
Above all, though, President Biden wants to use today to reaffirm his commitment, this administration's commitment, this country's commitment to continuing to lead the world in support of Ukraine for as long as it takes. And that's what he intends to do today.
Yeah, and that is National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who says it'll include significant air defense capabilities. And here at home, D.R. Horton told Escambia County leaders this week that they are pulling out of negotiations with the Escambia County over the OLF-8 property in Beulah.
They gave us a communication to say, hey, we're going to have something to you by the end of the week, and that was 3-4 weeks ago, so it wasn't really all that unexpected.
County Administrator Wes Moreno there, he says D.R. Horton was the primary company they've been negotiating with despite some interest from other developers over the last several months. The sticking point appears to be the master plan and the county wanting to hold on to roughly half of the property to use for job creation. So those are our top three stories today. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Well, our roadways are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. And we're also not seeing any delays on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. Some slight slowdowns getting into Navarre. That's going to be in the westbound direction. There looks like there is a small accident right before you get to the Navarre Beach Causeway, right in front of the Taco Bell and Cactus Flower. If you are heading in the westbound direction on 98. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
We will be falling back into a dry weather pattern just in time for the weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all sunny in the skies. Temperatures will be nice with highs in the upper 80s. Overnight lows will run mainly in a 65 to 70 degree range. It's going to be beautiful. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Coastal Machinery Company with over 40 years in business and locations in Pensacola and Crestview. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Getting an update here within the last several minutes from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office about the incident at Avalon Middle School today. Sheriff's Office says a 14-year-old named Hayden Curl, identified as the suspect in the case involving a weapon found on school property charged with felony possession of a weapon on school property. This is a active and ongoing investigation still, and as more information is available, we will certainly pass that on. But at around 3:30 this afternoon, school resource deputies were notified a firearm might be on school grounds. They ended up finding a .22 caliber handgun. Parents were notified by an automated phone message that went out by the school principal this afternoon. Also here locally, an Alabama man found guilty of murder for shooting two men and dumping them in a creek in Atmore. According to the PNJ, 42-year-old Christopher Stacy was initially charged with first-degree premeditated murder and attempted murder. However, a jury convicted him on second-degree charges. Back in June of 2018, Stacy shot Dalton Davis and Troy Boutwell. Davis died in the shooting. However, Boutwell survived, but later died from another cause. More vehicles being added to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office fleet. They're called nuisance abatement modules. Sheriff Chip Simmons says it's a marked vehicle that will be parked legally, and it's outfitted with security cameras. One was recently parked on V Street near a home where deputies have been dispatched to 73 times in the last 3 months.
We have a strategy for major drug dealers coming in. We've been arresting them. And we have a strategy for street-level drugs. We wanted something that where we could address these nuisances, especially one like we're at now, where we had 70 calls in 3 months. And that's a lot. That's a big drain on law enforcement.
And Simmons tells Channel 3 that calls have ranged from trespassing, drugs, and trash to suicidal complaints. Simmons says three vans were headed to the auction block, but they decided to keep them back and outfit them to use as those surveillance modules. Right now, just one in use. City of Pensacola hopes to wrap up the purchase of the Pensacola Motor Lodge by mid-November. Back in June, they offered $855,000 for the property, providing environmental reports came back clean.
I'm much more confident today that that will go through than I was a week or 2 weeks ago when we were testing for those materials.
And Mayor Reeve says they recently got the report back that showed the property was free of asbestos. He says they plan to convert the historic hotel to affordable housing units. Also, tickets going on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for the upcoming SEC Women's Soccer Tournament, once again being held at Ashton-Brosnahan Park. The SEC says last year they set records, SEC records for attendance, that is, and so this is year two of the agreement for the city of Pensacola and the SEC. So again, tickets going on sale tomorrow morning. Tournament passes are $40, while individual session tickets range from $7 for students and military to $12 for adults. Championship game tickets are $12 and $17. And a couple of special days. Number one, October 29th, that's the opening day of the tournament, as well as that Tuesday, the 31st. Kids 12 and under wearing a soccer jersey, either their own or just maybe another player, get in free with a paying adult. So that is pretty cool there. I'm not sure I can pass as a 12-year-old anymore, but my daughter, who's a six-month-old, that would qualify, and she has her own little Bayern Munich jersey.
Oh,
so
cute.
I can take her, and not that I would do that, just because I don't think she'd get anything out of it and probably lead more headaches for me than anything else, but it's a nice thought.
Yeah.
620 now, News Radio 92.3, taking a break. We've got our state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
It's a celebration! Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Sponsored by Jeff Burgosh, County Commissioner, the Bear Family Foundation, Merrill Lynch, Synovus Bank, and Bodacious. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport, the sleek compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a really good in-depth conversation with the president of Baptist Hospital, Brett Aldridge, about the move coming up on Saturday, what that's going to mean for folks. Key takeaway, by the way, is that the old emergency room stops taking patients and operating at 3 a.m. The new one opens at 3 a.m. because by law you can only have one in operation. You can't have in multiple locations. Lots of other stuff from that interview. You can listen to the whole thing at newsradio923.com on the podcast page for the Pensacola Morning News.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola, right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. Your interaction as well, always appreciated as we work our way through the whole rundown of everything happening in your world today. Hard to believe we're at September 21st, already almost to October. Weather looks absolutely perfect this weekend. Plenty of sunshine, not too hot out there. So that is good news, and we'll get more on that right now with traffic and weather.
Well, we do have some traffic on 98. That's going to be getting into Navarre. That's going to be in the westbound direction, right in front of the Taco Bell. Expect some slowdown. So the scene of the accident is off of Ortega Park Road, but just going to see some small slowdowns leading up to that. Looks like it starts showing delays as you're passing the shrimp basket on 98 throughout Navarre. Other than that, we're looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. As Joe mentioned, we have a beautiful weekend ahead of us. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, sunny all day, no chances of rain each day. The high is going to be 88, so it's going to be absolutely beautiful. We do still have some rain throughout our area, but really nothing crazy. Light rain going throughout just north of Malina. Nino throughout McDavid, north of Milton getting some rain, as well as parts of Gulf Shores and Foley. But other than that, it's looking pretty good. If it's raining in your area, it won't stay for too long, but we do just have some scattered storms. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, 6:25 now. News Radio taking a look at our state headlines today. Senator Rick Scott says Democrats are playing politics with America's Disaster Relief Fund. Scott says Democrats blocked a vote today on his disaster relief bill, which would have replenished the FEMA Disaster Relief Fund.
Right now, this thing is getting low on funds. I checked on September 11th. It's down to $2.5 billion. And they project by the end of this month, it'll be down to $550 million.
And Scott says it's especially devastating for Florida farmers who have been waiting nearly a year for aid since Hurricane Ian.
Also, the Florida Supreme Court will not block the execution of the man who killed two women on the same day in Northwest Florida. Justices rejected the argument that Michael Zack should be spared the death penalty because of fetal alcohol syndrome. So back in 1996, Zack killed a woman in Okaloosa County and then killed Raven Smith on Pensacola Beach.
Also, police in Alachua County say a 10-year-old boy and his 11-year-old sister stole their mother's car and drove 3 hours away before they were stopped. That happened at around 3:50 this morning on I-75. Cops say because the car was reported stolen, they initiated a high-risk traffic stop and were stunned to see the kids get out.
Also, the building where the deadly Parkland school shooting took place is going to come down next summer. The school district provided an update earlier today saying that Stoneman Douglas High School's 200 building is going to be demolished immediately after the current school year.
Also, Attorney General Ashley Moody is trying to ban a dietary supplement that's blamed for 5 deaths nationwide. She filed an emergency rule to ban the product that is sold under the name Pegasus Tiana, that's T-I-A-N-N-A-A, or Zaza Red. Officials say it can mimic the effects of opioids and is highly addictive.
Also, there's a new effort to help kids who are aging out of the foster care system. First Lady Casey DeSantis announced the launch of Hope Florida, a pathway to promise. It's designated to provide it's designed to provide a long-term mentorship for foster kids who are transitioning into adulthood. The mentor is going to offer guidance, motivation, and emotional support. And First Lady Casey DeSantis says that the mentors are going to provide a lifetime for questions and advice that is related to living independently.
Looking at our national headlines today, for the second time this week, the House is failing to move forward with the proposed defense spending bill. Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's frustrating in the sense that I don't understand why anybody votes against bringing the idea and having the debate. And then you got all the amendments if you don't like the bill. This is a whole new concept of individuals that just want to burn the whole place down. That doesn't work.
And McCarthy says the Democratic majority in the Senate has warned that a bill filled with conservative priorities will never make it to the president's desk. The deadline to avoid a government shutdown is September 30th.
Also, authorities in Indianapolis say that a homicide suspect was accidentally released from a detention center, and the hunt for him is on. So Kevin Manson was mistakenly released due to faulty records reviewed by staff. It's not known whether he's still in the county. He was arrested on 3 Minnesota warrants, including one accusing him of a 2021 shooting.
Also, NOAA released their August Global Climate Report today. In addition to a record hot August, there have been 23 disasters so far this year, the most events during a calendar year.
This brings the year-to-date summary total to 18 severe storm events, 2 flooding events, 1 tropical cyclone, 1 winter storm, and 1 wildfire event.
And that's Karen Gleason with NOAA, says the total cost of the disaster events exceeds $57.6 billion.
Also, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is speaking out after he failed impeachment attempt that concluded last week.
Does it help us with our legislation? He's been very difficult to work with. I think the worst speaker that I've ever seen, at least in my lifetime.
So he accuses the White House of colluding with Texas Democrats and says that it was encouraged by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It is 6:30 right now, and we're going to get a Fox News update followed by Your Money Now. When we come back, Joe's going to give us the rundown on the sports, and we're going to get lots of pop culture, health, business, and science, wacky and weird, right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Ukraine's president pays a visit to the White House today, speaking with President Biden about continuing support for their war against Russia. Fox's Peter Ducey has more.
The visiting president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is seen in the West Wing as being politically savvy enough to ignore a congressional fight over funding for Ukraine's defense.
The debate over future Ukraine aid could lead to a government shutdown. The United Auto Workers Union is expected to make an announcement regarding its strike against Detroit's Big Three. Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock is in Wayne, Michigan.
The speculation already starting about what plants may be added to this strike. The deadline is noon tomorrow. The UAW, they'll be on Facebook Live at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The president of the UAW, Sean Fain, nobody knows what he's going to say.
The companies say union demands for a 40% pay raise and a 32-hour work week are unreasonable. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. YouTube today unveiled numerous artificial intelligence-powered tools to help creators produce videos and reach a wider audience on the platform as companies race to incorporate buzzy generative AI technology directly into their core products. At the annual Made on YouTube product event, CEO Neil Mohan said, "We want to make it easier for everyone to feel like they can create, and we believe generative AI will make that possible. The new tools will be introduced to select creators soon and rolled out more broadly next year." The Federal Aviation Administration today issued an alert warning that some General Electric model CF6 machines, engines actually, could have unapproved parts in them. The CF6 is used mainly to power cargo planes, including the vast majority of Boeing 767 freighters. Stocks today, well, they took a tumble. The Dow Jones Industrials skidded 370 points. The S&P 500 dropped 72. The NASDAQ Composite slid 245. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Travis Kelce is going public with his attempts to woo Taylor Swift. The Chiefs star is not the first athlete to try this approach. What happened to the tight ends of my youth? Guys who block like crazy and maybe caught two passes a game? Mark Bavaro never tried to date Madonna. Funny thing, he's so good, no one's worried about his on-field performance. So take your shot, Travis. You go to the Hall of Fame someday. It would be a lot more fun if you could go there with Taylor Swift as your date. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be president of a state where lawful to wager, must be 21+ and president in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And Joe and Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
What song is this, Gracie?
It's September, and okay. I wish I played it earlier because it says 21st night of September. Today.
Wait, what is today?
The 21st night of September.
Oh, is that the name? The actual name of the song?
Yeah, that's like the opening line is like, do you remember the 21st night in September?
Well, there you
so
go.
So if I realized this, I would have opened the show with it, and I just remembered right now.
Very good. I probably should know the name of that song, but now I do, so...
But it's definitely going to boogie too.
That's absolutely. I like that the opening is really cool. That's what I like.
Yeah. So hope you're having a great 21st night of September. We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. We do have a small accident on Davis Highway near University Park, but we're not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it. If you see anything else, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. Coming up for weather, we're going to have an awesome weekend ahead of us with Friday, Saturday, and Sunday looking beautiful. Small chance of rain for tonight, still in a low of 71. It's 81 and partly cloudy throughout Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio, 92.3.
All right. Taking a look at our national headlines. No, we did those, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Major League Baseball notes Tampa Bay beating the Angels 5-4 earlier today. The Braves are currently in action against Washington, scoreless here in the third inning. And the Marlins were off today. NFL, we are about 30 minutes away from the start of week 3. We have the 49ers hosting the New York Giants. 7:15, Amazon Prime is the place to watch it. Bad news for the Cowboys today. Star cornerback Trevon Diggs suffering a season-ending torn ACL during practice today. Also, Panthers say rookie quarterback Bryce Young will likely not play against the Seahawks this Sunday due to an ankle injury. Andy Dalton is expected to start. And also, Congress is being asked to step in and make major changes to college sports.
The current model is not sustainable, and that we all desire to see student athletes competing under the same fundamental and enforceable rules.
And that during a hearing on name, image, and likeness. Athletic directors are asking the federal government to create standardized contracts and a national registry of agents. 6:40 now at News Radio 92.3. Today's health, business, and science notes. A North Carolina woman suing Google because her husband died after driving off of a collapsed bridge when following directions using Google Maps. The lawsuit accuses the tech giant of negligence. It argues that Philip Paxton was following Google Maps directions through an unfamiliar neighborhood last September. The suit claims the Maps app directed him to cross a bridge that had collapsed in 2013.
Also, the ice cream company Bluebell is looking for a new leader. The CEO, Ricky Dickerson, is saying that he is retiring. And he took charge after the Listeria outbreak that happened in 2015 and that led three people to die. And he led the overhaul of the company's safety efforts.
Also, the number of Americans filing for first-time unemployment claims last week dropped by 20,000 to about 201,000 people. The Labor Department says that was well below the predicted amount of 225,000.
Also, Americans are going to have access to more free COVID-19 tests. The Department of Health and Human Services say that the government is relaunching a program to provide free tests. So households can order four tests from covidtest.gov, and that's starting on September 25th.
Also, WWE and NBC Universal agreeing on a deal worth $1.4 billion for Friday night SmackDown. I know Gracie's excited. The professional wrestling show will return to the USA Network starting October of next year after it ends its run on Fox.
So for some reason, when I was little, we watched a lot of WWE, which I don't think should be allowed. But when I found out, like watching it years later, that it was fake, I was like,
you were
what?
Devastated.
I was like, this is so crazy. I really thought this was real. So, yeah.
You know, I have never been into wrestling. The only thing that I was ever into growing up, there was a video game that came out back in 1993 on Super Nintendo, WWF Royal Rumble. I would always play that with my neighbor who was a couple years younger than I was. That's it. And it was a fun video game to play, but I never could get into just the idea of professional wrestling. And I think one thing, and I don't know if I just have missed the boat or don't really understand what happens here, because, you know, a lot of this stuff is like on pay-per-view, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, in recent years, a lot more of it has kind of come out to, you know, the cable TV. I don't know that it's on network really a whole lot. But I swear, every time that I would ever come across it on TV and just put it on, there was never any actual wrestling. Yeah. It was just people talking smack.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so is this a thing where for an hour people just yell about stuff that they're going to do and then you got to switch it over to the PayPal? I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure somebody listening does. But that was a big turnoff for me, is because, you know, I'm just like, all right, you know, do something, and then nothing ever happens. So I'm like, all right. But, yeah, I mean, I've seen enough to know that I'm just not into it.
Yeah.
But for people that are, you know, let them live.
And that's a pretty big deal coming up for Friday night, so pretty cool there. Also in health, business, and science notes, a new study shows that there's a link between diet soda and autism. So researchers from the University of Texas found that pregnant women who drink more than one can a day of diet soda are more likely to give birth to a child who is on the spectrum.
Even though we don't have 100% proof of causality, I would hope they would avoid using these products.
So that was Dr. Shannon Fowler, who says that also the sugar substitute aspartame has also been linked to different cancers in different studies.
Texter says, hey, NFL's fake too, just like WWE. Agree to disagree, but I understand people that think it's fixed. I know people here in my circle of people that I communicate with regularly who think that the NFL is fixed and rigged for certain teams. But, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But I will continue to live in blissful ignorance about it.
Yeah.
Pop culture notes today. We have more Taylor Swift news. For one, the Eras Tour movie or video that's coming out next month is tracking for a massive $75 to $100 million box office opening. That concert film launches in theaters on October 13th. Gracie, looks like you and I might be headed to that.
Yes.
I looked just last week. I have not checked since then, but I was pleasantly surprised to see that AMC Bayou had added additional show times for the IMAX theater, because as we all know, I am an IMAX snob and I will not see it in regular digital theaters. It is beneath me. It's not beneath me, but if there's an IMAX option, I am choosing that. We'll have to go to see that.
Yes, we have to.
By the way, I have a question really quickly about that. Am I going to have to stand for the whole thing?
That's the thing that I am like, don't even, if I could go opening night, I feel like opening night and maybe even second week is going to be like the concert where there's people going and standing up and singing all the songs. I kind of want to just go and like eat.
I just want to sit there,
candy, and just watch it. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe after all the crazy.
Or we just get front row.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down for that as well. So I just want to sit and watch it and experience it. I don't think I want to like stand up and dance and sing. So okay, we're on the same page. That's good. Okay, gonna get a quick look at traffic and then more Taylor Swift news on her possible dating life. So I-10/I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have a small accident on Davis Highway. That's gonna be at University Parkway. Seeing some slight slowdowns because of that, but other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line 850-262-6111 for weather. We're going to have an awesome week here in Pensacola with weather. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, no chances of rain. Going to be really dry and be absolutely beautiful. We have partly cloudy skies right now. It's 81 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So there's definitely some legs to the rumor that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are quietly hanging out. Travis's brother, Jason Kelce, spoke with WIP in Philly. So here's a little bit of that.
God, Tony kind of blindsided me with that question on Thursday night. And I, I don't know. It's hard to answer because I don't really know a lot about what's happening in Travis's love life. And I try to, like, keep, his business
sure.
and stay out of that world. But having said that, man, I think he's doing great. And I think it's all 100% true. And I hope that this soon goes to mountain. I'll joke.
Wow. Good for them, Jason. Good for them, man. That's excellent.
So if you caught that, he says it's 100% true. Just kidding. So who knows really? But Jason, Travis Kelce talked about it today as well. So here's a little bit of that.
Everyone thinks he's Ian Rappaport of my dating relationship. Boom. Please, everybody, stop asking my brother about.
We didn't ask. Want to let you know.
Nope.
We did not ask. We did not ask to put him in that
situation. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate that.
You hate this? You hate that this is happening, though?
Yeah.
You hate that it's happening?
No, I mean, it's life, baby. It's life. I threw it out there. I threw the ball in her court. And, I told her, maybe I've seen you rock the stage in Arrowhead. You might have to come see me rock a stage in Arrowhead and see which one's a little more lit. So we'll see what happens in the near future.
Dog. Travis! Hey! All right now.
So the messenger reports that the pair have hung out twice and things are seem to go well, and Taylor apparently finds him very charming so far.
Reading through as I'm trying to piece together, because I do think that Travis is dropping little tracks for us to follow. And I think the near future where he says, hey, Taylor, we should see like which environment is more lit, your concert or a football game at Arrowhead Stadium. And he says near future.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, because according to, what is it, the messenger says they've hung out twice. I wonder if in the near future, by the end of the football season, if Taylor will not show up to a game and cameras would just be all over her at up in the players, suites or whatever. Yeah. So,
and that'd be the perfect way to like seal the deal
break
without
the news.
Talking about it. So I'm for it. I hope it's true.
We saw, do you remember, you may not have watched or paid much attention, but of course when the whole Damar Hamlin thing was going down, it was the playoff game between the Bills and the Bengals. And it was snowing or whatever, but it was a couple of weeks after the whole thing went down. But Damar Hamlin was in the stadium. But it was odd at how secretive they were trying to make it, where he wouldn't show his face. They had security just all over the place. And even when the camera showed Damar Hamlin in the suite, where he kind of stood up and riled up the crowd, his face wasn't showing. He had like a ski mask on. So I wonder if that may be some sort of like in the works where the Kansas City chief security has to be super tight. It's super secretive. They kind of do the thing at Taylor's concerts where they just wheel her in on one of those, whatever you call them. And then boom, it's like there she is in all her glory. Maybe a pregame concert or something. Oh. Who knows? I mean, maybe she sings the national anthem. Because I know in the Nashville Predators, that's one thing that they do where, obviously, being a Nashville country artist, is that they will have country artists sing the national anthem from time to time. And so what better way for there to be just a surprise announcement that Taylor Swift is going to regale us with her rendition of the national anthem prior to the Chiefs game. And then it's like, hey, the PA says, thank you to superstar and Travis Kelce's boo.
Oh my goodness.
Taylor Swift. And that is how the world finds out. And yes, I just thought all of that on my own.
I have no words. That would be so unfair to everyone else besides the Chief fans. But I hope it does happen. 6:50 right now. We'll get some wacky and weird stories when we come back right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. SSA.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Informative, local, dependable. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. It is 6:55. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some wacky and weird stories and some good news to end off this Thursday night. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. Really no slowdowns to report, but if you do see something, give me a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to have an awesome weekend ahead with Friday, Saturday, and Sunday being sunny skies and a high of 88 for tomorrow, and that's going to continue throughout the rest of the weekend. It is partly cloudy. An 81 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, as we look at some wacky and weird headlines happening today, we have here, I call straight BS from straight POS. An amateur poker player who lied about having terminal cancer to raise money for the World Series of Poker came out clean, sort of. Rob Mercer raised more than $12,000 claiming he had stage 4 colon cancer. He says he made it up because he was embarrassed about what he may actually have, breast cancer that is right now undiagnosed. He thinks he has it. But here's the thing. He says he's not going to give the money back because he believes he's sick and the donations were made because he's sick, even though he lied about what that sickness was. Now, people who did donate were notified by GoFundMe that they would be getting refunds, so they must be footing the bill themselves. He was eliminated from the tournament after just a few hours. He's essentially been banished from the poker community.
Good.
Gracie, I have three things. Number one, I hope that he doesn't have cancer. Number two, if he does have cancer, I hope he makes a full recovery. Number three, anything else, screw him.
Yeah, what are you doing making it go, like, just, I don't know. And just, I hate that.
It'd be a totally different conversation if he lied about it and he said, hey, I'm going to refund the money. But
yeah.
That's straight BS excuse for him trying to get out of not refunding
lying
that
about
money.
Something so horrible. Well, this wacky and weird story is just disgusting, honestly. A woman in Michigan had to be rescued by the police after climbing inside an outhouse toilet to get her Apple Watch back.
Yeah.
So she dropped her Apple Watch in the outhouse, climbed in to get it, and got stuck. It was big enough where she was able to lower herself inside, got stuck, and when she yelled for help, someone called the police. First responders found her, quote, in the muck.
Yeah.
For better, for worse, she did manage to get that disgusting Apple Watch, but still, gross.
There's no way that if I drop my... I love my Apple Watch. I love everything that it does, and I wear it every single day. If I drop it in any toilet with an outhouse or any sort of muck in there, I guess I'm getting a new Apple Watch this weekend.
Yeah. No, not worth it. And, like... lowering yourself inside?
Yeah.
Like, what did you think? I don't know. I don't know. Just gross. Just really gross. To end off in some good news real quick, we had a lottery winner right here in our area. Well, Walton County man got $1 million richer this weekend, or this week. A Year for Life spectacular game was bought in Santa Rosa Beach, and he opted for the lump sum so he got cashed out at $640,000. It was purchased at a Publix off of Highway 98 West. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great Thursday. We'll be back for our Friday show right here on News Radio 92.3.